A table is filled with food made from traditional ingredients: smoked salmon, beach asparagus dip, berry jams, and scones. High school students from the Tribal Scholars Program are gathered filling their plates. Those students are all Alaska Native or Native American, and they made posters that are hanging on the walls of the UAS Ketchikan campus library. Each poster represents Native culture in any way the student chose. But teacher Barbara Morgan says it had to follow the theme, sense of place. And she made the assignment specific to science because that's her area of specialty.
So I also had them use their senses to make an observation that would tie into like the scientific process, which starts with an observation. So it's kind of, they did a good job.
Ronnie Robert Pungawi is Siberian Yupik, and his poster is about seal and sea otter hunting.
It's one of the things I like grew up on, my father taught me how to do with hunting and fishing, and I think seal and sea otter hunting is like my most favorite things to hunt.
Pungawi says he learned the traditional hunting methods and has been hunting since he was 2 years old. He says Indigenous Peoples Day to him means learning where he came from. Brooke Edenshaw says the day helps Alaska Natives be proud of who they are. Her poster focuses on the kuspuk, a traditional Yupik garment worn by women.
They were initially to keep fur parkas clean, and they were made out of animal gut and like skin. Now they're commonly made out of like cotton and like silk. It's just designed with rickrack.
Edenshaw is Yupik and says she has a couple of kuspuks at home, but she has outgrown them. In addition to the posters, some tables in the library display traditional items made by Alaska Native residents. Merle Hawkins makes all kinds of products from Devil's Club. She says the formidable plant hides important traditional medicine under all those thorns.
I brought a fresh piece of Devil's Club so they could see it, feel it, smell it, touch it.
And usually you don't want to touch Devil's Club, so.
I softened it up some, so I scraped the thorns off right away. Yeah.
So how do you harvest it without hurting yourself?
I use thick leather gloves, and I saw it down. First thing I do is scrape the thorns off, and then you get, there's a thin brown layer of bark. I scrape that one off next, and then the green layer is the third layer. That's the bark for the medicine.
Hawkins says that green layer can be dried and used as a medicinal tea for arthritis or stomach problems. It also can be put in a jar with olive oil. After a while, the Devil's Club bark infuses the oil with its medicinal qualities, and the oil can be used to make ointment and other products. Hawkins is Haida and says local Indigenous people have been using Devil's Club bark for thousands of years. They learned about it from watching bears rolling on the thorny plant.
In the summertime, the needles and everything, they slough off because the sap is flowing, and then it's real moist next to the bark. So good medicine even for the animals, I think.
Hawkins says to her, Indigenous Peoples Day highlights the challenges Alaska Natives have overcome and their resiliency in maintaining their culture. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.